This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, gang, and welcome back to another episode of Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Thornworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. Thank you for sharing this week with me, because this week is all about your questions. That's right. This week, I've devoted each episode to a reader question. Yesterday, we answered Juliet Parrot Merrill's question about boring topics, and today we're going to talk about landing pages. Jason Hobbs says, I'd love to hear your dissection of a content marketing landing page, the why behind decisions deciding what show up on a visitor's screen. Now, the thing about landing pages is this could take 100 episodes to talk about, so let me start with the basics. First, what is a landing page? So landing pages are those web pages specifically designed to perform one task and one task only. It's one goal, one page. It could be to sell your product, encourage people to sign up for an email newsletter, or its goal could be to recommend an event. No matter the purpose, however, a landing page, your landing page copy is nothing more than a conversation with your ideal prospect. And your landing page copy is not some random facts about you or your product. It's a conversation that begins with an understanding of what is in your prospect's mind. And so, you enter that conversation by saying, hey, you're not alone. And those are the four most powerful words in our language. You are not alone. Once you have your prospect's attention, then you make her feel like you care, like you really understand that it doesn't have to be this way, that there's hope, there's an answer to her problem. So you paint a picture of what her life will be like if she takes you up on your offer. You show her a better version of herself. Then you prove you can deliver on your promise that you are someone she can trust. And finally, you tell her what to do. You push her in the right direction. So every single word should support and advance that conversation of painting the picture, of proving who you are, and of pushing for action. And if it doesn't, then you cut it. And ultimately, a landing page must build trust from the very beginning and never let up. The moment it does, your prospect will likely take a hike. So here are 8 very simple ways to build trust with your prospect. So 1, have a very clear and very meaningful and very persuasive headline. You need well-written copy that's free of mistakes. You need impressive numbers, like how many people have bought your product or the number of members inside your program or your training courses and so on. This is what we call social proof. Then you need endorsements from recognizable and reputable companies and people. Then you need third-party certification like VeriSign or Better Business Bureau or both. Of course, include any kind of press mentions from New York Times or your local newspaper. You also need great design. Yes, shoddy design can ruin your conversion rates and ruin the trust level you build with your prospect. And finally, you need testimonials. So those are 8 very simple ways to build trust with your prospect. The clear, meaningful, persuasive headlines, mistake-free copy, impressive numbers, endorsements, third-party certifications, great design, any kind of press mentions, and then finally, testimonials. I'll drop a link to an article I wrote a few years ago that digs a little deeper into each one of those trust elements. Also, I was part of a live landing page critique called Page Fights with Unbounce, where me and a couple of stout conversion experts took apart good and bad landing pages. It's an hour long, but if you want more, I'll drop that link in the show notes too, so you can dig into that. There are some good lessons there. as we tear apart like 10 different landing pages. So that's it for this week's of Reader's Questions. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got some value from it. Let me know what you think. And if you have any questions you'd like me to answer on future episodes that I haven't already answered, feel free to drop me a comment on the blog or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Damien Farnworth on Twitter. I'll probably do this again in a few months. In the meantime, keep on writing and take care.